your reading, Flesh Wound Horror Freaks, and welcome to a brand new episode of Flesh Wound Horror. I am Daniel Schein, joined by producer Todd Loya.
What's up?
Bugs Dread.
Namaste.
And Mike Kruger.
What's up, you sick motherfuckers?
So we're here today to talk about a brand new film, Honeydew, from director Devereaux Millburn. And we're going to get right into it because none of us have talked about this, and I am very, very curious. And this one, which is going to be on VOD tomorrow, April 13th, everywhere. And this follows a young couple is forced to seek shelter in the home of an aging farmer and her peculiar son when they suddenly begin having strange cravings and hallucinations, taking them down a rabbit hole of the bizarre. Honeydew. Okay. Super, super curious on this one. I'll go first because I'm just predicting. I could be wrong, but I think I might be the only one with something nice to say. I could be wrong. That's just my personal prediction. So this can best be described as kind of a mashup of David Lynch, Texas Chainsaw Massacre, a little A24 stirred in there. It's very much A24, not A-list A24, though. Like, it's this one's not going to appeal to everybody, but it is definitely different. So it might almost be a little bit too art house for people, although honestly, after the beginning, I felt like that waned a little bit. Like, it does kind of get into somewhat familiar, like, backwoods horror territory, but it's not a gore fest. There's not a lot in the way of kills or anything. So if you're looking for like a slasher sort of thing, it's more disturbing than anything. And I actually kind of liked it, but I do think I'm going to be in the minority on this. The beginning, I don't know, 10 or 15 minutes is all like this weird infomercial stuff for Sortico, which is like a history lesson on this, these gangrene and these different consequences from this tainted wheat. And I was like, oh, wow, is this going to be the whole movie? No, it does settle. This might be one you turn off early. I like the performances. Everybody was disturbing as hell once you meet the mama, Karen. This did take me down a rabbit hole of depravity. I kind of liked it. Kruger, what did you think of Honeydew?
So, like, I liked the soundtrack. It had, like, these creepy whispers or chants that were over, like, various tracks. And I thought that kind of added to, like, the creepy and disturbing tone of the movie. The main characters, though, were fucking really annoying. I just kind of wanted to see them get killed. And I couldn't stand either of their personalities or just the way they acted towards each other. I did think, like, the hillbilly characters, though, they were all well done. Like you said, well acted, and they were disturbing. I kind of thought the setup to get into the conflict of the story was kind of silly. Like, why did this couple randomly decide to camp out on this random piece of land? And once we got to the house, you know, with the grandma and her son, I did start to get interested, but it took over like an hour and 10 minutes to get to the meat of the story. And by then I was already kind of checked out. And that being said, though, the last 40 minutes did have a few kind of twisted moments, but I just thought it was kind of executed poorly, and it hurt a lot of the potential it had to pull itself around, for me, because I was already kind of checked out after that first hour and 10. And I feel like there being virtually no gore, and along with the style over substance kind of approach, hurt all the possibilities of me actually enjoying this, and while I do think there's a much more interesting story underneath the surface, the execution of the film was just kind of a real disappointment. And I think this is a case of a trailer being way better than the actual movie. It's just unfortunate because I did think there was some potential for this, but overall, I did not enjoy it really at all.
What did you think, Pugs?
I'm somewhere in between both of you guys, because I do think there's potential there and probably potential for maybe a sequel. Who knows? You got to watch it and find out. But man, I was a little bored in the middle. Like, everything on screen was pretty. Well, by pretty, I mean, like, it looked good, because some of that stuff was very, very nasty. Fucking Mama's fingers, gross. But that was very cool. I love the family. The protagonists are annoying. I'm like, I'm not rooting for you. I kind of want them to just do what they want to do to you, and you go away. I do think there's an audience out there for this movie, so I hope they all find this, because it's weird. And I think you nailed it with the David Lynch Texas Chainsaw Massacre, but like, lower your expectations, man. Maybe Next Generation.
And it's funny too. I like the awkwardness in this. It's a very awkward humor that
awkward humor. I wouldn't say funny, but like, it is.
Yeah, not ha ha. Just
yeah.
I laughed more than what was it? The Dead Don't Die.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I think this is just kind of like a really divisive movie. You're either going to love it or you're going to hate it, you know?
Yeah. When I liked it, I liked it a lot. I'm like, man, I wish I felt this in the entire way. But like, I was interested the first maybe 5-10 minutes, and then I was like, this is going nowhere fast. And then at the end, it kicks off, and I'm like, this is cool. Where the fuck was this the entire time?
That and final then, shot, yeah.
Yeah, so... execution's kind of okay. Like, your story's awesome, but the execution, no dice for me. Todd?
Yeah. How did it work for you, Todd?
I'm a little closer to Dan. While I didn't love it, it was interesting enough. I think, you know, you guys had already mentioned, I think there's an audience for it. I think it's a little too arty it's going to be for a lot of, you know, horror fans. But... Yeah. I know. You say David Lynch mixed with Texas Chainsaw Massacre to maybe like lower my rating a little. Because that should be like a 10. But
with Christmas music.
And Popeye. Yeah. I don't know what was up with Popeye.
And Betty Boop.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say there's a drinking game to be had with this movie.
I guess the Fleischer cartoons are really cheap to license.
That, or maybe we're missing a metaphor of something.
Maybe we are.
Yeah,
I did like Goonie.
Now I'm trying to figure out the metaphor. It's one of those I have a hard time knowing who to recommend it to. I think movie this is snobs. One. What
movie snobs? That's
what those who like surreal fucked up shit. I wouldn't even say snobs, but most people.
I wouldn't
hate
go
this.
That far.
I would say snobs. Well,
I agree. Most people will hate this movie. I'm not in denial.
But I wouldn't go as far as saying this movie's super fucked up. You know what I mean? Like, there's some scenes that are unsettling, but it doesn't take you to the extreme lengths that it could have. You know what I mean?
No, it's not visually graphic. I agree with
that. I think that's like where you're off. You guys are kind of... I know Kruger's like more thinking more visually, and I get what you're saying, but it's not as... This is honestly one I think you might need to rent it and make your own decision, because it's one that can really go either way.
I think also depends on your mood, because like I started watching this when I was tired. I'm like, I fucked up. I should have been on energy drink or coffee, something where I'm wide awake. This one I'm like, I am confused as fuck. Oh, okay, here we go. What? Yeah. So.
Right. Why don't we rate this bitch?
Absolutely. So we rate on a scale of 0 to 5 stars. I'm not prepared to call this a classic or a must-see film, but I did like it. So I'm a 3.5. I liked it a lot.
I'm actually exactly on par with you on this one, Dan. I'm a 3.5 also.
Cool.
Mr. Kruger?
Well, I'm really low. I'm actually a 0.5 out of 5.
Right on. I'm a 2.5 with a. Oh. I think you should rent it, like Todd.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think it's worth watching, because like there's talent here. It's not bombastic, and I kind of want that.
It's a small group of people that would rewatch this over and over. Like I don't know if I feel the need to like go back and watch it again. I like the weirdness. It's a strange little movie, I like. We also should have pointed out. I forgot Sawyer Spielberg, the son of Steven, in the lead role.
Dan was excited and thought the daughter was going to be in it.
Oh, took me a minute to get that. Yeah, she's in other stuff, isn't she? I believe.
We know you own all those, Dan.
I don't own any of them, actually.
Oh, he subscribes. So.
Lena Dunham is in this, which is like, wow, what the hell? I think she's not running out of that girl's money. So I think before we get into our plugging, first, always like, share, subscribe, and hit that notification bell on YouTube. That really helps us, guys.
Molest that notification bell.
Yes, pound it. Pound it hard like a dirty girl. There you go.
Well, now we can add one more bye, so why don't we go ahead. There you go.
There you go. We have our Teespring store up.
Yeah, and we'll throw the address up right now, which I should have been ready for.
And with more to come, but we are all very excited to have merchandise and most importantly shirts and this Mother's Day special that we have going on. We don't know how long it'll be there. We're not anyway. Yes. Check it out.
We may have a lot of limited edition stuff going up in the future that you'll need to grab quick because it won't be there forever.
And if you're on our Patreon, you get the links first. So that's another reason to join. So please and thank you.
Yes, you'll get early attempts at grabbing that sweet merch. So I've been pimping it so long. It feels awesome to have merch now. Makes me feel special. What else do we have? I am special indeed. And not in the way you are inferring, but I am
totally
special.
Completely.
We also have fleshmanfeatures.com. Don't forget about that. Also, patreon.com/fleshmanfeatures, where it all starts at just a buck, and we have early exclusive uncensored content that you will want to check out. Flesh Wound Raw.
All right. Well, on that note, Pugs.
With that being said, once again, please check out our merchandise, Patreon, and follow us across all the social media bullshits. And with that, let's get the hell out of here, gentlemen. Dan?
Guten Tag.
Heil Shine.
Stay sick, motherfuckers.
All right. Don't miss your short bus, Dan. I'll see you in Disneyland.